Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
As a marketer, where do you get your confidence from? I think that's an important question for all marketers to ask themselves. And it's top of mind for me because we were just discussing this topic earlier this morning, and it's been a trend in recent weeks within our team. And what I'm about to share in this episode today, I think is applicable to all marketers, but especially agency marketers. If you're a marketer in an agency environment, I think you'll always struggle if you anchor your confidence directly in client results, feedback, and relationships. There are just so many variables outside of your control. And when you tie your confidence and your enjoyment, your job satisfaction directly to these things, I think you risk imprisoning your confidence. And that's because agency marketing can be volatile. And for that reason, I think it's more important to root your confidence in your own experience, your principles on marketing, maybe your philosophies, your intent, and other non-client related projects and interests. It's just one of the reasons that I'm especially keen when interviewing to understand candidates' extracurricular activities, whether in marketing or non-marketing, the things that they do outside of their day-to-day job. Because I think that you need to rely and root your confidence and your interest and your momentum and your enjoyment in those things that you do outside of work. I think you need to have a thread of enjoyment, whether that's in your company or outside of your work, something that you have just for yourself. I know that that's been important to me in my career, and it's something that I've seen in other people. Generally, the peers that I've worked with, the colleagues that I've worked with, if they don't rely entirely on client relationships and results for their confidence, they're more resilient to the volatility in marketing. And I mentioned there that I'm interested in people's hobbies or their extracurricular, what I consider to be the out of work stuff. But you can give employees this thread of enjoyment, this thread of momentum and positivity within their roles. And I think there's a lesson here for managers and people in leadership positions as to why it's helpful to allow employees to explore disciplines or projects that don't directly relate to their day-to-day roles, the things outside business as usual. There's a certain freedom and detachment that aids well-being that I've seen in my colleagues, in my peers, when they're allowed to focus on things that aren't directly related to their role. Those things that allow them momentum, allow them breathing space, allow them a place to root their confidence in something that's not determined by someone else. So a much shorter episode today, but I just wanted to speak a little bit about the topic of confidence because we're in creative roles and I see self-doubt creep into so many aspects of our work, particularly in the agency environment. And it's really painful when you're working with someone and you can see them going through it and you can see them challenged and you can see people's confidence knocked. As much as we all love our clients, I think it's important for us to be mindful of when these situations with clients impose too heavily on our confidence. So maybe you're a marketer that's going through a challenging time right now. You could be an agency marketer in-house. It doesn't really matter. The principle here still applies. I hope that you find your thread of positivity, your thread of momentum, your thread of enjoyment. Find something for yourself that you can root your confidence in. Something that's solely for you. And be honest with yourself. If you think that your mood and your enjoyment, your job satisfaction is heavily impacted by your relationship and the feedback of clients, maybe it's time to explore what else is happening in your company that you can get involved with. Maybe what you can do outside of work. You have to find that for yourself. And if you're a manager, someone in a leadership position, and you're working with someone at the moment and you can see they're struggling, maybe you've got a difficult client situation and it's impacting the mood of an individual or a team, take a look at what they do in their day-to-day roles. How can you mix it up? How can you help them find that thread of enjoyment? As always, I'm interested to know how other marketers out there deal with difficult client situations. Maybe if you've had some difficult feedback, maybe your confidence is knocked slightly. How do you regain that momentum? How do you get back on track? How do you remain resilient? Let us know by tweeting us at Site Visibility or email me, scott.colnut@sitevisibility.com. I hope you find plenty of enjoyment in your work this week. This has been the Internet Marketing Podcast. Take care.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.